Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
There's 2.5 minutes to go. 24-18.
Do you think that they think that they're going to miss it?
Here's McLean. Up to the 20. On tackle two. They'd love a penalty here. And that really would end it. Granville now, a little run out of dummy half. Into a Tony. He thought a Tony was offside. But the ref said it's okay. 3 gone. 10 out. Out to the left it goes. Drinkwater turns it infield. Mitchell Dunn now crossfield. Away from one. Away from another. He now pins the ears back and he gets there. He's over. Game over. Cowboys finally put the Bulldogs away. But it took him a very, very long time. Mitchell Dunn with a nice try, picking out some tired defenders. 28-18 North Queensland.
Yeah, and it's a shame for the Dogs. With a couple of minutes to go, they've hung into this fight. And Mitchell Dunn, he gets the ball 15 metres to the left-hand side of the uprights and scores about 15 metres off the other side of the sideline. He just keeps on probing across, trying to find a lazy defender. And they're there because they're tired. And he ends up just beaten 1, 2, 3 and goes past Corey Allen. And poor Adam Elliott, who's had a game and a half. He just couldn't get there in the end.
Yeah, once he gets on the outside of Avarillo, Allen needs to go in because it's only going to be the cover coming across, which is going to be a back rower, and they're never going to make up the...
Oh, hang on. Has Dunn got this down?
Has he dropped that?
Yes.
Hey, that is not a clean put down, but so far no action.
Yeah.
And they've had plenty of time to look at this, so it must have been cleared. And who are those palookas, Gordy?
They're the 4X boys that do push-ups for every point.
Okay.
So
what, four push-ups?
Four, and if they get to 8, they've got to do 8. If they get to 12, they've got to do 12.
Oh, I see. So if they get to 50, they might have ended up doing 600 push-ups
for
the night. Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're actually quite relieved the Cowboys didn't go on with this.
Yes.
Here's Holmes, 84% on the tyre power kick predictor. So the try was cleared, but not the cleanest put down. And he moves in, and he's actually kicked well today. That's straight down the middle, 30-18. It's taken them 79 minutes, but they've finally got the 2 points in the bank. Their second win of the season, and it's back-to-back wins. They held on last week against the Tigers. And they've got the rate. They're at home again next Saturday night. Now back to their better time slot, Saturday night against Canberra. And then the Dogs have got Cronulla at Cogra.
How many push-ups do you reckon you got in yourself, Gordy?
Me?
You had to drop now and give us...
I couldn't do 20 when I was in my peak.
So what, 5?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, I think I got 5 in
there. Yeah. 10 or 6.
Maybe 6. Maybe one more than you.
Yeah, I'm not much... Mate, I've got a chest like my coffee, flat and white. Seriously, push-ups are overrated. You only had to put one hand down and play the ball. You didn't have to do 20 push-ups before you played the ball.
Now, there's a lot of degenerates who might be sweating on what happens in this city because we're at the margin is 12. So, not me, Gordy. I don't bet on games I call. 12 points is the margin here. And
we see a lot of that, don't we, guys, kicking out on the full these days?
And
more than ever.
You'd think they would practice it a lot, wouldn't you?
There's a lot of area to hit there, Dan.
So they hit it up here, the Cowboys. They're 30 metres out. Well, there's only 5 seconds left, so maybe time for one more play. Here's Felt, and he's just going to tuck it under the arm. They're happy with the win. They don't need another try. And the North Queensland Cowboys just inching up the ladder. Their second win of the season. They've beaten a spirited Canterbury outfit. 30-18, the final score. North Queensland, it wasn't pretty, but it was enough. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up with the verdict on the other side of this. Triple M rocking your Sunday footy. Winners today, North Queensland and the Warriors.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
North Queensland on halfway, Granville to Drinkwater. Beautiful inside ball back to Holmes. On it goes! Great Jake Granville!
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, that's
You just thrown a tantrum just before we've come back on air.
That's the end of the round, Dan. That's how I celebrate. What a way to go out.
Hello, everyone who's just tuned into the podcast. That's the very start of the show with us laughing at you.
Welcome, everyone, throwing
a bit of newspaper.
Yeah, hope you're having a great day.
Full time.
You don't have to tell anybody because you can't hear it.
Yeah, but hang on. You got to explain why were we saying nothing for 10 seconds and then we're giggling. It's like that time at Penrith.
Because we're immature.
The time at Penrith. I do remember the time at Penrith.
And we'll never say or laugh again. Full-time Cowboys 30. Cowboys 30, Bulldogs 18. That's 5 years.
Was that that long ago?
Longer.
Oh, wow. I'm going out there Thursday. Gee, big game. Are you calling the Thursday game?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going out there, are we?
Yeah, we are.
All right, so full-time 30-18, the Cowboys over the Bulldogs. And earlier, the Warriors pip the Dragons 20-14. Kyle Felt caught up with the Channel 9 team a short time ago.
Nice to do it last Sunday at Leichhardt, but back home, extra special.
Yeah, it's one accolade JT doesn't have, so we're glad to have Owen winning at Leichhardt. So that's something we got over him. But yeah, it's good to finally get a win at home, and it's good to give back to our fans today.
What about when they lost Jack Hetherington? You guys had an advantage, yet the opposition were coming home.
I didn't think we had an advantage. They scored a couple of tries and, I think we just got a little bit flustered and lost our way a bit there, but that's footy and we're lucky enough to get away with the win there.
What was said at half-time from the coach?
Kicked to me a bit more. We scored a try early in the half and then we never kicked back there till back into the first half and then once in the second half. But he just said we got to build on that first 40 and put our next 40 together because we've been working to try and get two 40-minute halves together and make it 80 and I think we kind of got about 60 there, so we'll see how we go next week.
And Jakey Granville was good when he came on. He seemed to lift the tempo for you guys.
Yeah, he's a little firecracker out of half there. It's good to have him there. He's playing his best footy at the moment. And when he's playing his best, he's running, he's tackling hard too. So it's really good to see that he's playing some good footy for us.
Kyle, we'll let you go. Celebrate with the team. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Got to go out and see all my fans.
All right, so Kyle Phil got on the scoreboard today.
It's always fun on a Sunday, Dan.
It is. Why did they split us up? Yeah, why did they split us up?
Sure.
Didn't you ask to go to a different day?
No, I just do what I'm told.
Yeah. Oh, we got Benji this year.
Yeah, well, I was off Sundays last
year.
But he can't just walk into the A team.
Oh, you're calling the Sunday team the A team?
Well, why can't I?
Well, I'm
I don't know whether A's good or Z's the best.
I don't know. I thought you didn't like Sundays anymore. Didn't you want to have a day off at some point?
No.
It's like the Fletcher and Hindings.
Mate, the old powers that be said to me a couple of years ago, we're going to give you a long Saturday and take you off Sunday. So that's what I did. I just do what I'm told.
Okay. That's pretty good, though.
It was nice to have a day.
If you do a double shift.
It wasn't bad. Okay. I didn't complain.
Okay.
Like,
but it's good to have you on a Sunday.
It's nice to be back.
And it's nice to see you, Gordy.
Good to be back.
And you're back next week, Gerds, I'm told.
I'm back on Sunday next week. Are you coming, Gordy? Are you doing the Anzac game?
I'll be doing it from Queensland.
So you're doing the night game.
So it'll be Benji,
because South are playing.
Well, we can talk about this to Benji next week and ask him why he got involved.
Very good. Pen, let's go through the ladder before we say farewell. Penrith on top on their own on 12. South up to second. Parramatta, what a win last night against Canberra. That was a thumping, and from what I saw, thoroughly deserved. 10 points South and Parramatta. Then Melbourne and the Roosters on 8, as well as the Dragons. Gee, that's going to cost the Dragons that one today.
Yeah, it was.
They could have been, let's have a look, 4th, maybe even higher with 4 and against. But 4 and 2, they're going okay. Your Titans, Gordy, awful yesterday, but horrible. Still in the 8. They're on 6 with the Warriors. The Raiders outside the 8, goodness. They're on 6, Newcastle 6. So we've got a 4-way tie for 7th. Then the Sharks, Manly, North Queensland on 4, Brisbane on 2, Tigers on 2, and the poor old Doggies, 0-6. And they are last. They win a game this year at some point, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'll take good silence as perhaps questioning whether the Dogs will win a game this year. Let's go, Triple M.
Thought today they were a chance, actually. Thought they were a good chance today. Try to talk them up.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I got the 24-18 with a man down, Jack Hetherington.
Haven't got a lot more opportunities. He got a pretty tough draw, so there's a few concerns.
I don't know whether Jack feels
worse. They can't go 0-24, can they?
There's some garbage around. They could, there could be another.
I hope they do.
Well, actually, Manly starting to play well. Tigers last
night.
That's
the thing. Everyone's kind of...
Look what the Broncos did against...
Everyone's had moments.
Oh, jeez.
Except for the Bulldogs so far this year.
All right.
They might come.
You poor old Doggies fans. It's been a long, long time between drinks. That's it. Fun afternoon. Thank you, Gordy. Thank you, Gerds. Thank you, the team. I'm calling the whole day the Maccas I'm loving at moment. We 100%. Had fun this afternoon. We had fun. Thanks to Ream Hot Water and the Maccas. Here are the Qualify Me highlights. We'll see you Thursday night for the Panthers and the Knights.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Centre field as it comes to the right. Hampton kicking high to the right wing. Up goes Felt, takes it and scores. Oh, so brilliant. Bulldogs down by six. Sione Katoa to the left with a pass to Flanagan. Turns it inside to Hetherington. Spins in the tackle. Gets a lovely offload to Atone. Goes for the line. Now he got there. And that is a try for Canterbury. They're in front of the left upright, the Cowboys. As Robson jumps to his right, goes himself, he scores. It's Reece Robson who gets over. He saw Dylan Napa in front of him. He said, I'm taking you all the way to the line. Now on the last, Ben Condon goes for the line and Ben Condon scores. Well, they can't put on a backline movement, so they'll just crash over. Thought wanted to let it go. Oh, and then he throws a third-meter pass to Holmes.
I love it.
Oh, now Jack Hetherington has clotheslined him. Now, he is sent off. He is straight off. Jack Hetherington is out. And on inspection, Gordy, it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
North Queensland on halfway. Granville to Drinkwater. Beautiful inside ball back to Holmes. On it goes. Great Jake Granville.
Goodbye.
Last tackle. Katoa threads the needle. Beautiful kick, beautiful try. Kyle Flanagan got there. That's nice work from Canterbury. Play back to Katoa. Keeps it going left. Out it goes to Allen. Two on one. And then the pass to Tui Katoa, who improves the position. And can you believe this?
I can't.
Canterbury are still a chance. Last 15 out. Huge play. High kick. Coming down on the try line. Off hands. Taken by O'Neill. Put down and grounded by Hopewadi.
Nick Kotrick is offside.
Oh, that's the end of that.
And he's involved in play.
That's the end of decision. That. Drinkwater turns it infield. Mitchell Dunn now crossfield. Away from one. Away from another. He now pins the ears back and he gets there. He's over. Game over. Cowboys finally put the Bulldogs away. The North Queensland Cowboys just inching up the ladder. Their second win of the season. They beat a spirited Canterbury outfit. 30-18 the final score.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.